By this sermon, welcome everybody.
再次欢迎大家。
This sermon, the Cantonese people, you kind of heard it, but you haven't fully heard it.
今天我要讲的讯息呢，可能我们广东堂的弟兄姊妹已经可能听过一部分，但是不完全。
It's House on the Rock.
是关于在磐石上，房子要盖在磐石上。
It's Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 47.
路加福音第六章。
He said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and does them, I will show you what he is like."
路加福音六章四十六节到四十七节说：“你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不照我的话做呢？凡到我这里来的，听了我的话又去做的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人。”
So these are the words of Jesus.
这是主耶稣的话语。
Saying to people, if you call me Lord,
主在对众人说，如果你称呼我为主
，and don't do what I tell you to do,
但是却不遵守我的话
，why do you call me Lord?
那你为什么你要称呼我为主呢
？So whenever we say Lord Jesus,
所以每当我们称呼耶稣主的时候
，Jesus says there is a condition.
主说这里有一个条件。
He says that himself.
这是主耶稣自己说的。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord?
为什么你称呼我主啊，主啊
？And not do what I tell you?
却不照我的话而行呢
？Yeah, it's a bit like saying, "Why do you call me Dad, Dad, Mum, Mum?" When you don't listen to me and do what I do.
就好像我们平时常常跟我们的孩子说，为什么你叫我爸爸妈妈，但是你却不听我们的话呢
？So in Chinese, we call 不听话。
所以对中文
yeah,
我们会讲说、哦、这个孩子不听话
You're not listening to my word.
你不听我的话
So But if you do listen to what God tell you to do and you do it
但是如果我们听了他的话并照他的话去行的话
He said this is what your life is like
他说如果你是这样的人那么你的生命将会是这样
So he says here And he is like a man building a houseWho dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built.
四十八节说，他像一个人盖房子，把地挖深，将根基立在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲了那房子，房子总不动摇，因为盖得很好。
So Jesus made a promise.
主耶稣给我们做了一个应许。
If you call me Lord,
如果你称呼我为主
and you listen to what I tell you to do,
并且照我的话而行
obey my words,
遵守我的话语
then I can guarantee you one thing,
我会向你保证一件事情
when the storm of life come to you,
当生命的洪水泛滥的时候
when there is another COVID,
当要有一个疫情来袭击我们的时候
when there's a disaster that the enemy placed on you,
当仇敌尝试用一些灾难来袭击你的时候
when the world is not too friendly to your life,
当这个世界对我们并不友好的时候
You will stand strong
主给我们的应许是我们仍然不会动摇
You will survive
我们会仍然存活
Because you've been Brothers and sisters If you have ever been tested lately If you're still standing That is just to show that you have Listened to his word And he is your Lord
如果弟兄姊妹我们最近受过试探试炼的话但是之后我们仍然站立得稳说明我们是照着主的话而行了
That is why it is very important for us to take the word of God seriously
所以对于我们来说我们要真的认真的对待主的话语
You know the word of God, the truth is the most attacked element of the church
主的话语应该是教会最重要的一个元素
You know I'm not afraid of false prophets
我并不害怕那些假先知。
I'm not afraid of corrupt pastors.
我并不害怕那些悖异的那些牧师。
But the one that brings the most problem is the false teacher.
但是带来最大问题的是那些假教师。
Because false teaching will cause strongholds in the mind.
因为错误的教导会在我们的意念当中设立一些营垒。
And that will prevent you from building your foundation.On the rock.
因为这样的教导会阻止我们把我们的基石建立我们的房子建立在一个磐石上
So we need to examine our foundation
所以我们需要来细细的检查我们的基石
This body, your life is called a house
我们的身体被称为圣灵的殿
is the foundation on solid rock.
我们的身体是不建立在这个磐石上。
You see, if you are living in a country where there's a lot of earthquakes,
如果我们在一个国家经常会发生地震，
you need to build your house on solid rock.
那我们的房子要建立在坚固的磐石上。
Amen. Otherwise, when they're shaking, it all collapses.
不然当发生地震的时候，那个房子很容易就坍塌了。
And so, in the last COVID,And now there's economic problems, living crisis, and all this kind of thing are hitting at our lives.
所以在刚刚过去的疫情，包括现在金融各种的危机，生活的那种挑战，都不断在威胁我们的生活。
Our foundation is being tested.
我们生命的基石在不断的受到试探。
And we know whether it is built on solid rock.
我们自己知道我们是不是建立在磐石之上。
You know, as a pastor for many years,Often people ask me one prayer. Ask the Lord to bless me. That's the most favorite prayer.
当我做牧师很多年，很多人常常要我的一个要求就是让我祝福，让我祷告祝福他们。
And that is not wrong. That is good.
当然，我不是说这样的祷告是错的，当然没问题。
God wants to bless us.
因为是神的心意要祝福我们。
But if our faith in God is all built on whether we are blessed or not,Then is that the solid rock?
如果我们的生命、我们的信心只是取决于神有没有祝福我们，那么我们这个磐石、基石是不在这个磐石上的。
Because all the enemy needs to do is shake that, and the next thing that happens is I don't want to go to church.
因为仇敌所做的就是把我们所追求这个祝福拿走，那么可能就让我们觉得说我们不想去教会了。
I'd rather go to hell than heaven.
那我宁愿去地狱，我都不要去天堂了。
Slam the door at Jesus.
那么像把重重的向耶稣关上那扇门。
See, that is why it's important for us to always remember my foundation has to be built on solid rock.
所以对于你我来说非常重要的是我们要记住我们这个基石要建在磐石上面。
Because when life is not going well,
因为当生活不如意的时候，
when things are out of control,
当事情不在我们掌握之中的时候，
that is when you're so glad that you've built your house on the rock.
那么这个时候你会很庆幸说好彩我们的地基是建立在这个磐石之上。
But what happens to somebody who neglects building their house on the rock?
但是如果有些人忽略了要把他们的房子建立在那个磐石上怎么样呢？
Because whatever happens, you are building your life.
因为不管发生什么事情我们都在建立我们的生命。
Amen. Verse 49 says, But the one who hears and does not do them,is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
四十九节说，但轻了不去做的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，立刻倒塌了，并且那房子损坏得很厉害。
You know, I read an article on the boss of Virgin.
那么我读到一个文章关于说维珍的老板的故事。
You know who owns Virgin, right?
大家知道维珍，大家可能对维珍老板都很熟悉。
Slipped out of my mind. Who owns Virgin? Richard Branson, yeah? I read an article about him. He said, during the COVID period, he was in fear.
那么这个维珍的老板他当时回忆说在疫情期间呢他自己活在极大的恐惧之中。
He was...Afraid that his entire life work of building his business empire will see total collapse.
因为他的恐惧是说，在这个疫情当中，他花了一生来建立的这个他的生意帝国呢，就会一瞬间就垮塌了。
Because for him, it was a perfect storm.
因为对他们说是一个很大的一个风暴。
No airplanes.
因为当时没有任何的飞机、
No hotels.
没有酒店。
And lots of staff.
而且有很多的
lots of people
而同很多的很多员工呢都就失职
In other words
失业
COVID hit the very foundation of his business
那么这个疫情呢给他的生意带了很大很大的打击
And he said he lost £1.5 billion personally
那么对他个人的损失呢就差不多有10亿镑
Here's a man who spent his entire life building an empire and nearly lost it
那么对于他来说，他花了一生的心血来建立这个帝国，那么他几乎要失去了。
That's why a lot of people were very angry when they heard that he was asking the government to loan him money.
那么可能有些人听到说他向要求政府来向他贷款的时候，好像觉得很愤怒。
So even for a billionaire, the perfect storm can blow your house down.
所以对于这种大家眼中那种亿万富翁，那么可能这种风暴都会摧毁他们的生命。
Even buildings that are stood for thousands of years can eventually collapse.
对于那些可能站立了上百上千年的那房子，最终都会坍塌。
It's a matter of time.
只是关乎时间。
And that is why Jesus is saying, if you have not built your house on the rock, sooner or later, when the right perfect storm comes, it will collapse.
所以主耶稣说，如果我们的这个房子不是建立在磐石上，不管是迟早遇到风暴的时候，都会坍塌。
So what do you do?
那么我们应该做什么呢？
He says,
主说，
listen to my word and obey.
听我的话，并照我的话去行。
Now that you're a boss, now that you are a very powerful man or a woman of a business,
现在你可能是很有钱的，有权有势的一个很威望的人。
You have power to oppress or destroy a person.
你可能有能力来摧毁一个人。
But the Bible tells you to forgive.
但是圣经会教导我们去饶恕，去原谅。
Amen. To have mercy.
有怜悯之心。
Against your enemies.
针对你的仇敌有怜悯之心。
So you have a choice.
所以你有一个选择
to use your wealth and power to destroy your opponent or to forgive.
那么你可以用你所拥有的权力和权势来摧毁一个人呢，还是去饶恕他们
呢？ To use your wealth and power to destroy your wife, to divorce her, to get a new, younger wife, or to reconcile.
或者是用你的财富和你的地位来跟你的妻子离婚，去找一个更年轻的呢，还是跟他修复这个婚姻的关系？
Because you're in a position of choice.
因为我们处在一个做选择的一个位置。
A lot of people don't have that choice.
很多人可能没有这样选择。
But if you practice forgiving, you practice reconciling, practice giving, practice helping others, you are building your future.
但是如果我们来操练饶恕，操练去修复，操练来不断的慷慨的给予的时候，其实我们在建立我们的未来。
So that what you build as your business empire will not collapse.
所以你所建立这个生意的帝国呢，可能就遇到风暴也不会坍塌。
Because when the storm comes, faith arises in you.
因为当遇到风暴的时候，你里面的信心会站立起来。
You know that you can rely on God, who is your Lord.
你知道你可以依靠你被称为主的这位神。
Amen. It is easy to praise the Lord when everything is going right.
当事情一帆风顺的时候，很容易来赞美神。
You don't need faith.
我们不需要信心。
Where you need faith is when things are not happening.
需要信心的时候，确实是事情不如意的时候。
That is when you know whether you have a foundation.
只是这个时候，我们才可以知道我们有没有一个坚固的地基。
Now, why is it so important that Jesus is telling us that?
为什么这主耶稣给我们说这个很重要呢？
Because he is the word of God.
因为耶稣就是主的道。
Jesus says in John 6, chapter 6, verse 63, I haven't got it up there, leave it, I haven't got it there. He said, the words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life.
他说，主说，我对你所说的话是灵，是生命。
When we read a Bible, it may look like an ordinary Bible, just words, but they are life.
当我们读这个圣经的时候，可能只是好像文字，但是这并不是普通的文字。
Because they're spoken by God.
因为是被神所呼吸出来的。
Spoken by the word of God.
是神活的话语。
He says, "My word is spirit."
他说，我的话，我的道就是灵。是生命。
They are not ordinary words.
它不只是普通的一个文字。
So when you listen to God's word and you act upon it, it is spirit that will build you up, that will transform your thinking, that will instill faith in your heart.
所以当我们听了主的话语并且照着去行的时候，就是主的灵进入到我们的里面来改变我们的生命，来更新我们的心思意念。
So when there are times of testing,
所以当我们遇到试探的时候，
faith arises in you.
所以这个时候，你里面的信心会被激发出来。
Faith is a substance.
我们知道这个信心是一个实底。
Faith is not I believe, I believe, I believe, trying to convince your mind to believe. That is not faith.
信心并不是我们不断的去喊口号说我相信，我相信，我相信，去尝试来说服你自己。
Faith is something that comes to you, that your heart, there is a substance, there is something real tangible that grabs hold of your fears, grabs hold of your doubt, and gives you that faith.
所以这个信心是我们所对未见之事的一个实底和确据，它当它出现的时候会胜过我们的疑惑，胜过我们的恐惧。
Because when times were good, you built up the word of God.
因为在事情一帆风顺的时候，我们借着主的话语来建立我们里面的信心。
You build on the foundation.
我们在建立这个盘坚固的磐石。
So when things are being tested, those words turn into faith.
所以当我们遇到逆境的时候，这些我们所积累的话语就变为了信心。
Hold you down,
紧紧的来拖着我们
，anchor you,
来成为我们里面生命的锚。
In fact, the better illustration is that we are like a tree rooted. Amen.
最好一个演示呢，就是好像我们是一棵树那个一棵树扎根很深。
Amen. That's what the word of God does to you.
这是主的话语给我们带来的改变。
Because it's like the roots of the tree, it's life.
就好像一棵很大一棵树，它的根很深，扎得很深一样。
It goes deeper,
去到很深的地方。
Bringing you life,
然后不断的来给你赐予你生命。
So that when you are tested, you still stand.
所以当我们遇到试炼的时候，我们仍然可以站立得稳。
While all around you is devastation, but you're still standing.
所以当我们周围的事情都变为废墟的时候，我们仍然可以站立得稳。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you choose this road.If you choose to believe in God,
如果你选择来相信他
don't be surprised that now and then He will test your foundation.
所以我们不要意外，神一定会用各样的光景来试炼我们的信心，试炼我们的这个磐石。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus also says,
主耶稣仍然说
in Luke chapter 21 verse 33, it's not on the screen. He says, "Heaven and earth will pass away."But my words will not pass away.
他说，在路加福音二十一章这里说，天地要废去，但是我的话却不会废去。
Not only is the word of God spirit,
不光是
the word of God is eternal.
不光说主的话是灵，主的话会存到永远。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why this Bible is 2,000 years old. It still speaks to me.
所以就是这个圣经是2000年所撰写，但是如今的。这个圣经也在对我们说话。
Lots of people say this document is just so old.
很多人说，这个文档已经很古老了。
And sometimes it makes me angry when in some theological colleges they treat the Bible just like an ancient document, one of the documents. No, this is the Word of God.
很多时候，当那些在一些神学院的人，他们把这个圣经只是当成一个古董的时候，我就觉得很愤怒，说这是神的一个活的话语。
All other documents.Will pass away.
所有那些文档文献都会过去。
But the word of God is eternal.
但是唯有神的话语会存到永远。
Because Jesus is eternal.
因为主他自己是存到永远的
神。Whatever He says,
因为他所说的每一句话
is as effective when He spoke those words in Jerusalem as it is today.
所以主耶稣在耶路撒冷所说的那句话，在当今的今天，对于我们来说是仍然有效的。
The sun is millions of years old.
我们的太阳是很多年很多年的光阴。
It is not out of date.
但是并不会过期。
It's still as effective as it was today.
所以跟过去现在仍然是一样的有效。
Some things never change.
有些东西是永远不会改变的。
His word never changed.
就是主的话语永远不会改变。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus is the rabbi.
主耶稣他是一个教师。
And in those days, as a rabbi, whenever you make a statement like this,
所以在那个时候呢，当作为文士教师呢，你做这样一个宣言的时候
，you need to illustrate it with 2 stories.
那么你必须要用两个故事呢来证明你的一个言论。
Because it acts like a witness as evidence to what you just said.
那么要对你所说的这个言论做一个支撑，一个证明。
Whenever Jesus taught, he often gave 2 parables.
但主耶稣教导的时候常常会用一些比喻。
That's why when you look through the Bible, you look at it, you often see parables in pairs.
所以很多时候我们在福音书里面看到主耶稣讲的那个比喻常常是两个出现。
Sometimes they get split up in various parts of the Bible, but there are actually pairs of two of each parable.
很多时候呢可能那个比喻呢在不同的书当中被记载，但是呢他们总是一对一对的出现。
Amen. Also stories.
并且包括一些故事呢，也是这样子。
Because they, when Luke and Mark, whenever they write, when they wrote the gospel, they deliberately chose pairs of stories.
所以，好像包括路加或者马可他们在写着福音书的时候，他们故意要选择一对一对这种故事或者比喻来描述。
So, for example, a pair of parable is the parable of the lost coin.
所以我们举例说，一对那个比喻就是关于那个失去一个铜币的比喻。
So can anyone tell me what's the pair, the parable, the parallel one?
有没有人告诉我跟他这个类似的一对的这个类似的比喻是什么呢？
It's the parable of the lost sheep.
那么就是那个迷失的羊的比喻。
Can anyone tell me what is the pair of the parable of the pearl?
有没有人告诉我那个失去的珍珠的那个比喻的另外一个相类似的比喻是什么呢？
It's the parable of the buried treasure.
那么也是藏另外一个类似的比喻，就是藏在地里面珍
宝。What is the pair of the rich man and Lazarus?
那么跟这个富有的人跟拉撒路相对的比喻是什么呢？
The pair is what? The man who built barn for himself.
那么就是另外一个相类似的比喻，就是为自己积攒财宝那个富人。
The parable of the talent, the parallel is the parable of the miner.
那么关于那个关于有才能的才干的那个比喻的类似的就是那个 talent
miner it's another similar story
是一个类似的也是关于讲到才干的那个比喻。
Okay, parallel story of the feeding of the 5,000.
那么为五饼二鱼的比喻的类似的比喻是什么？
The parallel story is the feeding of the 4,000.
那么就是耶稣用饼喂饱四千人的那个比喻。
I hope I now convince you there is a pair.
那么希望大家可以看到这个类型是相对。
Lo and behold, there is a pair after this.
那么在这个我们读到这个经文之后呢，有个类似的一个比喻。
Because when you look at the next verse, which is chapter 7,
因为我们在继续读路加福音第七章的时候，
there is a pair of stories.
那么有一个类似平行的那个比喻。
And when we read this pair, we will begin to understand this statement even more.
所以当我们读了刚另外的一个相对的一个比喻的时候，我们会对之前的比喻有更深的了解。
Now the word of God becomes exciting.
然后你觉得神的话语真的是非常让人兴奋。
So let's have a look. Let's hurry and have a look. Luke chapter 7 verse 1 and 2.
我们一起看一下路加福音第七章。
This is the first story. It's the story of the centurion.
那么这里讲到关于那个百夫长的故事。
So Luke chose this story to illustrate the statement that he just made, that we should build our house on the rock.
路加来选择这个百夫长的故事呢，是为了来证明耶稣刚才讲的，我们要建立我们的房子在磐石上这个比喻。
So right next verse he said, but after he had finished all his saying, in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Or can anyone remember the proper pronunciation?Capernaum.
Okay. 好，耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话呢，就进了加百农。
And English people call it Capernaum.
Capernaum.
Now a centurion had a servant who was sick at the point of death, who was highly valued by him.
有一个百夫长所器重的仆人害病快要死了。
Okay. So everybody know what happened. So here's Jesus. He entered Capernaum.Or Capernaum, Naum.
所以这个故事的背景呢，就是那个发生的背景，耶稣进到加百农这个地方。
And a servant, and the centurion approached Jesus to heal his servant who is important to him.
然后那个百夫长来求见耶稣，说求他来医治他那个他看重的一个仆人。
Here is a man whose house is experiencing a storm.
所以这个百夫长的家中呢，经历一个风暴。
What was that storm?
这个风暴是什么呢？
A sickness.
就是疾病。
And that is the kind of common storm that we face.
这也是我们很多家庭当中常见的一些风暴。
That's scary.
是好像很让人惧怕的。
You know, everybody, thank you for your prayer. We've just been through two.
感谢大家的祷告，我的家庭刚刚度过了这样一个难关。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, everybody, this is common. You will get hit by a disease, hit by an infirmity, some point in your life, or somebody that you love gets hit by it.
所以就是家庭，我们所爱的人，我们的家人遭受疾病这个事情很常，经常会发生。
Here is a centurion, a powerful man, a rich man.
这个百夫长是当地是德高望重的一位人。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Money sometimes can't cure your problems.
大家有没有知道，很多时候就算我们有钱，也不一定能治好我们的病。
He needs Jesus.
就是这个人，他知道他需要耶稣。
Because Jesus is known for healing.
因为当时耶稣是因为他所做的医治而闻名。
When Jesus was about to go with the centurion said, "Don't bother to come to my house."
当耶稣想跟着这百夫长去他家里的时候，这个百夫长说：“哦，你不用跟着我去，你不用去到我家。”
In verse 7, so the centurion said to Jesus, "Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed."
然后第七节说：“我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，就会让我的这个仆人得痊愈。”
So the centurion is just basically saying to Jesus, "Don't trouble yourself. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed."
然后这个百夫长对耶稣说：“不用劳驾你了，你只要说一句话，我的仆人就会好。”
So here Luke is illustrating the power of God's word.
所以这路加是向我们来显明耶稣基督话的大能。
When you learn to obey the word of God, you begin to have faith in the word of God.
当我们开始来顺从神的话语的时候，我们会对他的话有信心。
So here's a centurion who's used to obeying word.
所以这个百夫长他知道主的话语，他也顺从主的话。
He said, "I'm a man of authority."
他说我自己是有权势的。
When I tell my servant to do something, I know it's done.
他说我叫我的下属去做什么，他们就会做什么。
Unlike sometimes in our house, when you say something, nothing happens.
不像我们在家里，有时候我们说话都没人听。
Amen. Because we don't listen.
因为很多时候我们没有去听。
Those of you who teach in school, wouldn't it be nice to have all your children when you say, "Be quiet, everybody."
有没有多少我们当中可能做老师的有这样的感同身受哈？如果真的是你的学生真的很听话的话，哇，那是多好的一件事情。
See the centurion.Understood what a power of a word is.
所以这个百夫长呢，他对于这个话语的能力是有很深刻的感受。
So Luke is just basically saying to us, that's the power of the word.
那么路加在告诉我们，这里向我们看见主耶稣话语的能力。
When someone knows how to obey it,
当有人知道如何来顺从这个话语的时候
，it will be done.
那么事情就会有果效。
Amen. So what he's just basically saying to us.When the storm comes to your life, because you are used to understanding and obeying God's word, you trust His word.
所以当风暴来的时候，因为我们很习惯去听主的话语，并且顺从他的话语而行，所以我们的信心会带来。
You're not just trusting in your mind; your heart knows.
我们不是在只思想里面去相信、去知道。
The centurion knows.
但是我们心里也知道。
In his heart, what authority is?
因为这个百夫长对于权柄是有很深刻的认知。
The word of God is powerful is because it has authority.
神的话语有能力是带着权柄的。
Because it comes from the mouth of God.
因为是从神口中所出的话语。
Amen. The worst thing we can do is to doubt the word.
那么最糟糕的就是我们去质疑主的话语。
Now, in the next story, it occurs in verse 11.
那么在另外一个故事发生在路加福音第七章的十一节。
He said, soon after he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him.
这里说过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，是城名叫拿因，他的门徒和一大群人都与他同行。
Now, Nain is...about 30 miles southwest of Capernaum.
那么这个拿因这个地方呢，是在加百隆西南部的，离加百隆有30英里的，朝往西南部。
How long does it take you to walk fast?
那么如果你快走的话，从加百隆到拿因要多长时间呢
？And Nain is 700 feet above sea level.
那么它距海平线超过700英尺。
And Capernaum is below sea level.
那么加百隆是那么在水海平线以下。
So not only is it 30 miles, but 30 miles uphill.
那么这个就按照那个地理位置来讲，不光是30英里，而且是30英里走上坡路，很辛苦。
How long does it take you to walk 30 miles?
哇，如果你徒步行走的话，走30英里的上坡路需要多长时间呢？
It will take you at least 1 to 2 days.
至少需要1到2天的时间。
Yet the Bible tells me that Jesus and a crowd got there the next day.
但是这里却说主耶稣隔一天就去到拿因这个地
方。 In other words, he walked all day and walked all night.
就说主耶稣整日整夜的徒步走到拿因这个地方。
In order to show up on time, just in time, when they were carrying a coffin out of the village of Nain.
就是为了在那个具体的那个时间，特定的时间，要遇到这个，要抬出这个寡妇。
So Jesus came across this widow and a dead son, not randomly, but deliberately.
所以主耶稣在拿因遇见这个寡妇和他死去的儿子，并不是偶然，而是故意的。
So he found this widow, whose son, the only son, a young man, just died.
所以他遇到这个寡妇的唯一的独生子去世了。
And verse 12 says, And he drew near to the gate of the town. Behold, a man who had died was being carried out, and only the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her.
十二节说，当他走进城门时，有一个死人被抬出来。这人是他母亲独生的儿子，而他母亲又是寡妇。城里的许多人都与他一同来送殡。
Now, if there's any tragic story, this is the most tragic.
如果有很多真的很悲哀至极的故事，那么这个是其中之一。
A widow means no husband.
那么寡妇就是说没有丈夫。
Husband has just died.
或者丈夫
husband is dead.
她的丈夫已经过世了。
Only son is that's the only son.
那么她的独生子就是唯一的儿子。
That's her future.
他的这个儿子是他的未来，是他唯一的
financial security,
是他唯一的经济的一个来源支柱。
Do you see for her life, it is a tragedy.
对他来说，他的这个事情的发生是一个悲剧来的。
No son, no money, no husband, nothing.
他生命中已经没有丈夫，现在失去了儿子，一切的经济来源也没有了。
This is more tragic than the centurion man.
可能比刚刚我们在前面看的第七节的那个百夫长的情况还要悲惨。
Sometimes there are storms that will really finish you off.
很多时候我们生命中遇到一些风暴，会真的让我们把我们吹得不堪一击。
This second story is illustrating even when the storm is a complete destruction of your life.
这里这个故事呢，告诉我们，就算我们生命中发生了一些风暴，可以把我们击败得很惨的时候
destroying the only thing you got left
可以把你生命中唯一的一线希望都给你摧毁的时候
a complete destruction
是一个完全的摧毁的时候
and yet Luke is saying if your house is built on the rock you will survive
路加想向我们证明如果我们的房子是建立在这个磐石上那么就一定会存活
you will survive an impossibility
你会在这种不可能的情况当中都得以存活。
Amen.
Amen.
Because here is Jesus illustrates he walked all night, all day just to get there.
这里是像耶稣他整日整夜的不断的赶路，就会去到拿因这个地方。
If he did not meet this widow by accident, then it must be deliberate.
如果他不是偶然的遇到这个寡妇，那么他就是真的是故意在那个时间出现在那个地方。
God must have told him.
相信父神告诉了耶稣。
In other words, when we are in an impossible situation, the Lord will be there with you.
所以，当我们遇到一些我们生命中一些不可能的光景的时候，我们要相信神是与我们同在的。
God knows it is not by accident.
神知道并不是偶然。
Amen.A supreme God does not do random.
我们这种超自然神，他超乎一切的神，他并不会偶然的做一些事情，不是巧合。
He knows exactly what's going on in our lives.
因为他非常清楚我们生命中发生的一切的事情。
Even when we reach an impossible situation.
尽管我们遇到一些不可能的光景的时候。
If your house is built on the rock, you will still stand.
只要我们的房子建立在磐石上，那么我们一定站立得稳。
So what did he say? Then he came up, verse 14, then he came up and touched the bier, which is the coffin, and the bearer stood still, and he said, Young man, I say to you, arise.
这里14节说，于是耶稣近前来，就按着那个杠，抬的人就站住了。耶稣说，年轻人，我吩咐你起来。
Jesus is very specific. Young man, arise.
耶稣这里非常清楚的指示，吩咐这年轻人起身。
The problem is, how can a dead man hear anything?
但是问题是，已经死的人怎么会听到人说话呢？
Isn't it silly?
好像耶稣这个动作很看上去很傻。
Here you are, you're dead.
就你已经死了，这个人。
Yes, you stinketh.
可能开始
smell,
已经开始发臭了。
You're about to be put on the bonfire.
马上要放在火上烧了。
You are just a corpse.
你只是一个尸体。
How can a corpse hear?
这个尸体如何能听到他的声音呢？
Can't.
按常理来说，不可能的。
And yet, he heard.
但是他却听到了。
That's the power of his word.
这就是神话语的能力。
Even the dead can hear still.Hear his word.
就算死去的人都要听到他的话语，并且要遵守。
We're not dead.
我们现在还是活着的人。
How come we can't hear?
为什么我们活着的人都还听不到呢？
Are we any deader than the dead man?
我们比这个死的人还死吗？
Why is it that we Christians can't hear God and yet we're not dead?
为什么我们说我们没有使我们好好活着的人，我们还听不到主的声音呢？
What happened when Jesus says, "Come out, Lazarus"?
当耶稣命令拉撒路从坟墓里出来的时候
，He was dead for 4 days.
他当时死去四日了。
And Lazarus heard.
那个时候，拉撒路听到了主的声音。
When I was a young pastor, I tried to raise the dead.
当我还在做年轻牧师的时候，当时要尝试死人复活。
Pastor Tony's uncle died of some kind of liver disease.
当时那个真牧师他的那个叔伯，然后因为癌症去世了。
And he rang me about I think it was about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the evening. He said, "Josh, do you have faith?"
然后我记得当时晚上9点10点的时候，他打电话给我，他问我 ，Josh, 你有没有信心啊
？I said.Tony, you know me. I always got faith.
然后我说，哦 ，Tony， 你知道我是一直都有信心的。
You know, when you're young, you think you're really super duper Christian.
当我们还年轻气盛的时候，你觉得是哇，你是很有信心的基督徒。
So what do you want me to do? He said, "Do you want to come and raise the dead?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, of course."
然后他是问我，你要不要想来祷告，使那个死人死里复活？我说当然了，我愿意。
It's about time we should raise the dead.
我说这是时候让我们要见证这个死人复活的时候了。
So we got to the hospital.
然后我们就去到医院。
Really late at night.Late at night.
然后深夜才到到那边。
And there was the son and a daughter was crying and crying and crying.
然后他们亲戚的那些家属啊儿女都很伤心在那边痛哭。
And then I walked in and said, "Don't worry."
然后我跟他们说不用担心。
Because I'm here.
因为我在这里。
I said, so Pastor Tony and I looked at the corpse.
那当时我们看到他那个尸体躺在那边。
As soon as I saw the corpse, and I touched the corpse, it was cold.
然后当我看到他的那个样子，我一摸到他的身体，就是冰凉的、冰冷的身体的时候
，faith left with the coldness.
然后我的信心就跟这个冰冷的这个尸体又一下子就消失无踪了。
Then I realized I have no faith.
然后那个时候我知道，哇，原来我真的一点信心都没有。
I thought I had faith, but there's no faith.
我以为我有信心，其实没有信心。
You see.When we are tested, we think we got faith, but only after when we get tested, we realize there's no substance there.
那时候我们以为自己有信心，但是只有我们遇到试探之后，我们才真正的意识到，其实我们里面没有这个实底。
All I had up to that point was an illusion that I had faith.
所以
自己啊自己，
就是自欺欺人的一个感觉。直到那之前，我都觉得是。
I'm the only one that thought I've got faith.
只有我自己一个人觉得我很有信心。
And as soon as I tried to lay hands, I touched it once.
但我当时还是尝试去祷告，但是我碰到那个冰冷的尸体的时候，我就心都凉了。
Then I said, "What would Benny Hinn do?"
然后当时我想说，哇 ，Benny Hinn 那个牧师他会做什么呢
？So I started praying in tongues. I started.
然后我就尝试效仿说，啊，那个 Benny Hinn 会做的就是讲方言啊，吹气啊，做这种行为。
Oh yes, Elijah blew. So.
就好像以利亚一吹一口气，好像有死人复活。
After about an hour,
大概一个小时之后。
It's amazing, I lasted an hour.
但是很神奇哦，我居然可以待一个小时在那边。
The kids was like, "What are you two doing?"
然后，但是他的儿女都觉得我们很奇怪，说你们到底在干嘛
？I'm trying to raise the dead. Excuse me.
然后说你没有看到吗？我想嘛祷告他死人复活啊。
I said you'll be grateful when he comes alive.
我说如果你的父亲活过来，你会感激我的。
After an hour, he remained very dead.
然后一个小时之后呢，没有任何的改变。
Then I slithered away.
然后我就悄悄灰溜溜的走了。
Totally defeated and embarrassed.
非常的尴尬，非常的受挫败。
Brothers and sisters, raising the dead.No matter how you shout, how you blow, nothing will happen because the dead can't hear you.
所以很多时候我们觉得信心，不管你叫多大声，你祷告多大声，但是都没有用，因为死去人听不到你的声音。
But the dead will hear Jesus.
但是这个死的人却听到主的话语。
Amen. That's why he had to say, "Young man, you, the one who's dead." Jesus has to be very specific.
耶稣这里非常精准的来对他说年轻人我吩咐你起来
And then he said Lazarus Do you remember why he had to be so specific
所以主耶稣好像 来呼召拉撒路的时候也非常清楚叫他的名字
Because if he say Dead arise The whole grave will come out
如果主耶稣不清楚叫那个人名字如果只是说死去的人那起来可能整个坟墓里面的人都会起来吧都会复活
That's how powerful the word of God isIf he just say, "Dead, arise!" Everyone who's dead will come out.
所以，如果主只是说死人都起来的话，可能那些坟墓里埋葬的人都会死里复活。
In other words, Luke is saying the word of God is so powerful, even the dead can hear His voice.
所以，路加再次向我们证明主的话如此有能力，尽管死去的人也可以听到他的话，并且
and will obey,
并且要照他的话而行。
The impossible situation.Will listen to God.
就这种不可能的光景，也要听主的吩咐。
That can only happen when your life is built on the rock.
只有当我们的生命是建立在磐石之上，才会发生这样的事情。
So, how come Christians who are not as dead can't hear?
所以就是好像我们基督徒生命我们不根本都还不是这种死人的状态为什么我们却听不到呢
There's one thing that's worse which is what this is illustrating
所以有一件事情更糟糕的是像这里显明出来给我们看
It will make you deaf
什么让我们觉得好像跟死人一样呢
妹妹、啊、听不到
让我们耳聋的呢
Can't hear
让我们无法听到呢
It's when you have a hardness of heart
就是我们的心刚硬的时候
You disobey
让我们觉得悖逆的时候
Now can you see the gravity
现在你会感受到那个沉重
saying no to Jesus
就是让我们的心对拒绝耶稣
Even the corpse will say yes
就算真的死尸体都会来回应主的呼应
Brothers and sisters whatever he says to you do it
所以主耶真的是弟兄姊妹主说什么我们都要顺从去行
Because if you practice disobedience
当我们来操练这样的顺服的时候
then you won't be able to hear. If you practice disobedience, you won't be able to hear the voice of God.
如果我们来就是不顺服的话，那么很多时候我们就听不到主的声音。
You are more deaf than someone who's dead.
可能我们比死人都更加的麻木和耳聋。
We have to avoid that.
我们必须要避免这样的事情发生。
That's why Christianity does not work.
所以就如果有这样的情况，就觉得好像我们的信仰行不通。
It's not because God's word, there's a problem with God's word. The problem is we can't hear.
这并不是说神的话语有问题，而是我们听不到主的声音。
Because we have got so used to saying no.
因为我们太习以为常去对拒绝主，对主说不。
That's why when He tells you to forgive, forgive.
所以当主教导我们来饶恕的时候，我们就一定要来饶恕。
When He tells you to love, love.
主教导我们要去爱的时候，我们就要
去爱。When He tells you to believe, believe.
神教导我们去相信的时候，我们就真的要
相信。When He says He's the Son of God, believe He's the Son of God. When He tells you the Holy Spirit is with you, believe.
所以当主说父神告诉我们耶稣是神的儿子的时候，我们就要相信。当他说圣灵与我们同在的时候，我们也就要这样相信。
Because when you practice that,
当我们这样操练去行。
One day when the storm comes,
当有一天我们遇到风暴的时候。
When you pray,
我们祷告。
You believe,
我们就会有相信。
Because you heard.
因为我们会听到主的话语。
The Holy Spirit amplifies the voice of God.
圣灵会把主的声音给我们放大。
In your life.
在我们的生命当中。
The Holy Spirit amplifies your hearing.
圣灵也会把我们的听力给我们扩大。
There is no excuse.
所以我们没有任何的理由不去做。
For us not to be able to hear.
所以我们没有任何理由不去听神的话语。
The only thing that stops you is disobedience.
唯一阻止我们听到神声音的就是我们的悖逆
It's hardness of heart
和我们心的刚硬
Amen.
Amen
If you believe in the word of God and do it The word of God is such a wonderful, effective book
如果你真的是相信神的话语并照他的话而行的时候你会觉得圣经是多么多么美妙的一本书
It really, really, really does work
因为神的话语真的行得通
Let's honor His word.
让我们来尊崇他的话语
Because it is eternal.
因为他的话语是存到永远的
And it gives us life.
并且他的话语赐给我们生命
Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们一起祷告
Father, we thank you for your son Jesus.
父我们为你的独生子耶稣献上感恩
He is the word of God.
主你是神是神的道
He is eternal.
你是存到永远的道
He is our bread of life.
你是我们生命的粮
I just pray, Lord, that we can learn from the centurion.
主，我们祷告，我们会向这个百夫长学习。
We learn from the widow of Nain.
我们也像学习在这个拿因的这个寡妇一样。
Father, help us not to have a hardened heart.
父王祷告，让我们的心不要刚硬。
Help us not to have a disobedient attitude.
让我们不要以一个不顺服的态度。
Help us to believe in your word.
帮助我们来信你的话语。
Right now, O God.
此时此刻，主。
I just pray for every brother and sisters and myself.
主为这里的每个弟兄姊妹，包括我自己祷告。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Amplify the voice of God.
求你把主的声音扩大，让我们可以听见。
Amplify my hearing.
主也扩大我们的听的能力，让我们可以听见。
Oh, hallelujah.Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Hallelujah. Father, we obey you.
主啊，我们要来顺服你。
Help our house to build on the rock.
让我们的房子建立在磐石之上。
Let's stand.
让我们站立起来。
Like a woman with the issues of blood.Like a blind man waiting patiently, we press in through the crowds. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Jesus.Like a woman with the issue of blood.
We need to be set free.
我们需要被释放。
And you're wondering what to do.
你想知道该怎么做。
I tried this and I tried that.
可你尝试这个方法，尝试这个方法都行不通。
No matter what I do, I don't seem to be able to be free.
好像不管我做什么，我都得不到这个释放和自由。
But I want to be free.
但是我很想得自由。
Pray to the Holy Spirit.
让我们今天对圣灵祷告。
To bring you the eternal word.
求圣灵赐给你永恒的话语。
That will speak to your heart.
或者对你的心说话。
That will give you the faith.
给你这个信心。
And that faith will set you free.
这个信心会来释放你。
You need to know the power of His word.
我们需要认识到主话语的大能。
You need to know the word of God brings you life.
你要知道主的话语会赐给你生命。
It's like the song we were singing. You see, the blind man was waiting and waiting and waiting.
好像我们刚刚这首歌里唱到的，那个瞎眼的人，他不断的等候，等候，等候。
Since he was young, he's heard of stories of the son of David. Who is the Messiah coming? And one of the things that the Jewish people believe only the Messiah will open the eyes of the blind.
都以犹太人所相信，只有唯有弥赛亚，他们的救主，可以开瞎眼人。
So this blind man knows only the Messiah could help him.
所以这个瞎眼人知道，只有弥赛亚可以医治他。
And so he waited patiently.
所以他耐心地等候。
He just hoped that it's in his generation, Jesus will show up.
他只期待在他这个世代，这个弥赛亚会出现。
And when he heard.That Jesus opens the eyes of the blind.
所以当他听众人说耶稣医治瞎眼的人的时候
，faith arises.
他里面的信心就升起。
Of years and years of hope.
他多年来的盼望。
You see, when we hope in Jesus, it is not a waste of time.
当我们在基督里面有盼望的时候，并不是在浪费时间。
He will come.
主会来到。
Just pray, help me, Lord.
只祷告主啊，帮助我。
That's my favorite prayer.
主，这是我有信心的祷告。
Help me, Lord.
主啊，帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
主啊，你来帮助我。
Don't know what to do.
果然真的，我不知道应该做什么了。
Help me, Word.
主啊，求你来帮助我。
I need your eternal word.
主啊，来赐下你永恒的话语在我里面。
That can change my situation.
这个话语会给我的现状带来改变。
You see, eventually, Jesus came.
这故事最后，主耶稣真的出现了。
And the blind man cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
所以这个瞎眼人大声的呼喊，大卫的子孙来怜悯我。
And the Bible says Jesus stopped.
耶稣停住脚。
See, Jesus will stop.
今天耶稣也会为你停下来。
I will listen to you.
他会来亲自来倾听你的心。
Hallelujah, He is our hope.
耶稣就是那个盼望。
So I want you to, when you sing this song again, I want you to regain your faith in Him.
就当我们来再次来唱这首歌的时候，让我们重拾在基督里面的信心。
Let the Holy Spirit revive the vision in you.
让圣灵来重新激活他赐给你那个意象。
The hopes in you.
在你里面的盼望。
And we give you the faith.
赐给你信心。
Like the woman
with the issues of blood, we press in, like a blind man waiting patiently, we press in through the crowd.
Suddenly, a touch from heaven,
Jesus came and rescued me.
Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Every lie of the enemy.
任何仇敌的谎言。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We bind every lie.
我们捆绑一切的谎言。
We break every power of the enemy.
我们打破一切仇敌的作为。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
You get out of my mind.
主啊，从我们的意念当中离开。
I bind those lies.
我们捆绑这样的谎言。
I bind those lies.
我们捆绑这样的谎言。
Get out of my mind.
离开我们的意念。
I break the strongholds.
我们打破这样的营垒。
Be gone in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名离开。
Pray the blood of Jesus over my mind.
耶稣基督的宝血遮盖我们的意念。
Over my heart.
在我们的心中。
I release faith into my heart.
主，我释放信心进入到我们的里面。
I believe.
主，我们相信。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣，你是父神的儿子。
He is the eternal Word.
你是那永恒的道。
That speaks to my heart.
你的话语要对我说话。
And in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名
I hear His word.
我要命令我自己要听到主的话语。
And I obey His word.
并要顺从他的话语。
By the faith that the Holy Spirit is giving me.
靠着圣灵赐给我的信心。
So Holy Spirit, I thank you.
圣灵，我感谢你。
Let me receive the blessing of Jesus.
我们来领受耶稣基督的祝福。
Holy Spirit, help me.
圣灵帮助我们。
Make my heart soft for Jesus Christ.
主，让我们的心不再刚硬，让我们的心变得柔软。
Let my heart be sensitive to His word.
让我们的心对主你的话语有反应。
Holy Spirit, help me.
圣灵啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, I just pray for everyone's family today.
主，为我们这里的每个家庭祷告。
Bless our children.
祝福我们的孩子。
Bless them in their struggles.
主，在他们的挣扎当中来帮助他们。
Help them, Lord.
主，你亲自来帮助他们。
In the pressures that they face.
主啊，他们是如此宝贵的。
Protect them, Lord.
主，请你亲自来保守他们。
Protect every family.
保守我们的每一个家庭。
Bless every family here today.
主，让我们在这里的每一个家庭的蒙福。
Bless every marriage.
来祝福了每一个婚姻，主。
Let there be peace.
让我们的婚姻当中有平安。
Let there be joy.
让我们当中有喜乐。
Let there be love.
让我们的婚姻当中有主你的爱。
Pray that every family in this church is blessed.
让我们在这教会的每一个家庭都蒙福。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
耶和华必祝福你，耶和华必保守你。
The Lord makes His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
耶和华必向你扬脸，必恩典待你。
The Lord lift up His countenance to you.
耶和华必以脸光照你。
And will establish you in peace.
他必奠定平安与你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. God bless you.
好，大家请坐，我们的聚会结束。如果大家有需要，
stay behind for tea and coffee.
好，给大家可以留步，可以享用一些茶水。
神祝福大家。Prayer, come forward.
大家如果需要祷告，可以到前面，我们为你祷告。神祝福大家。